This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down.
Are we back, Hugh? Might be.
We're the best friends.
That felt pretty good, though, man. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little nervous because it didn't look as consistent as it needed to, but they looked pretty good yesterday.
Well, they did. All right, welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a holiday week, and we get to celebrate today for a few reasons. Number one, let's start first and foremost, the Philadelphia Eagles. Our back-to-back NFC
back-to-back.
And, you know, Hugh, it's not easy to go back-to-back.
It's easy to go back-to-back.
There's a lot. We got a lot to unpack today. We don't have, obviously, a normal week here, so we're going to cram a lot in today. Your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. Merrill joins us an hour from now. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. But the game on Saturday, an Eagles victory. First half was choppy, but the second half, they really imposed their will. They knocked Mariota out of the game. The run game got going. I thought the Jalen Hurts touchdown pass to Goddard really ended the game. They won the game on that play, and then the Cooper DeJean interception. But Hugh, look, there's the game itself. Jordan Davis was awesome. Jalen played another really good game. Saquon, I thought that was his best game all year. Impactful catches from AJ, all that. But the big picture, Hugh, is the Eagles became the first team to clinch a division this season, and they are the first team since Hugh Douglas was in the locker room on the field to win back-to-back NFC East championships. It is a day to be proud here. It's a heck of a run, Hugh, by the Eagles, back-to-back NFC East champs.
Yeah, man, that's something to be proud of, but just this team is they're poised to do something greater, man. I remember back when we did it, you know, we were wishing that we were in the position that Jalen's in. Jalen's won a Super Bowl. Now he's got back-to-back NFC championship, NFC East champions, and now they're trying to get to another Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think, you know, he's been under fire the last couple of weeks. I think that his resilience has shown through. I think that the way that they played, they found their formula. You know, run the ball. Like, they found the run, the 21 cut touches for 132 yards. You got Tank Bigsby.
There we go. Now we're off and rolling.
Yeah, but the bottom line is this. Yep. You got the running game going, and that's the formula for this time of year. If you run the ball well, December and January, you got a good chance to make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what I've seen the last couple of weeks? And we can all acknowledge they haven't played good teams, right? The Commanders are not good this year. The Raiders are terrible. But what I've seen the last couple of weeks gives me the most hope I've had for them in a while. Because, I think they found their formula, right? Their defense, even without Jalen Carter, has played excellent football. They're getting such good play up front. Jordan Davis, I mean, my goodness gracious, forget just a one-year, fifth-year option by Howie. Give that guy a new contract, and he looks like a Pro Bowl right now. He has begun to look like the guy that was a first-round pick all those years ago. But the defense is playing at a super high level. They're running the football. They are not taking sacks. They're getting to the quarterback. It's starting to look like, and I know all these teams that we're going to talk about are good in their own way, but if you tell me right now that the standings hold the way they are, and the one seed and the two seed are the Seahawks and the Bears, I'm starting to get excited. For the first time all year, I see the path for this particular team this year to go do some damage in the month of January. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I want to give you one more reason, though, to be proud of the Eagles, besides just the NFC East thing, which is it's such a weird thing, right, that no one won this division in back-to-back years. The Eagles have been the best team primarily in that 21-year stretch, but just so happened to be not back-to-back division champs. That is awesome. They checked that box. But, Hugh, you know what else they could do?
What's that?
Well, this actually, in some ways, this is even more impressive to me. The Eagles right now are the only team that won a division last year that is in first place right now. They might be the only team in the NFL this season to win their division in back-to-back years. Look at the other division right now. Who's leading them? New England in front of the AFC East. That was typically Buffalo's division. Pittsburgh on top of the AFC North. That last year obviously was won by the Ravens. Jacksonville leading the AFC South. That last year was won by the Texans. Denver atop the AFC West. We know the Chiefs had won that for years. In the NFC North, it's the Bears. Last year was the Lions. In the NFC South, it's the Panthers, excuse me. Last year and for the last few years, it's been the Bucks. And then in the NFC West, right now it's Seattle. It had been the Rams last year. Hugh, and if everything holds, if the standings hold the way they are right now for the next 2 weeks, the Eagles are going to be the only team in the NFL to win their division in back-to-back years. That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is, and it just shows you to the level of excellence that the Eagles have, you know, set for themselves.
And how hard it is to keep doing it.
Yeah, man, because you talk about the NFL, the one thing that they wanted when I came to the league and I used to hear a lot about was parity.
Yep.
And that's why free agency became such a big deal, so much so now that you have dudes being traded during the season. That was unheard of back in the day, 20-some years ago.
That was a long time ago.
You know what I'm saying, when I played NFL. But that's what it used to be.
Yep.
So now that you have parity and you have these championships and these division titles switching hands all the time, the level of consistency that the Eagles have been able to display over the five seasons that Jalen has been here. Been to the playoffs every year he's been here.
Yep, and if you just go to the last two, I mean, again, they're poised to be the only team to win their division last year and this year. I mean, just think about that for a second. Usually there's three or four teams that repeat as division champs, and there's some turnover every year, but they're going to be the only one, and this isn't locked in yet. Things could change a little bit in the next 2 weeks, but right now, they're the only team from last year to win their division, and the only team of those teams that is in first place right now. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Let's react. Let's celebrate what they've done. Let's look ahead to what's coming up here. Next 2 weeks and then the postseason, we know the Eagles will be in as the NFC's champions. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni after the game on Saturday, talking about the accomplishment of winning the East in back-to-back years.
You've got some guys who won multiple or many division titles, but then you got some guys who are winning the division title for the first time.
Yeah, it's always good when the guys experience that. You know, the guys that haven't won one experience it for the first time. It's always a gratifying thing. But excitement, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do this. Obviously, in this division, we've seen, you know, the data says, you know, it's hard to repeat as winners in this division. We're happy about that. We'll celebrate it. We've got a lot to clean up. And then, you know, we got a lot more goals on our mind.
All right, Sirianni talking about the accomplishment here. Jalen Hurts as well after the game Saturday night.
They're rare times. So something that we all need to soak in and relish in this moment right now and take it a day at a time as we always have. But keep the main thing the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. That's what we've done for 5 years since everybody's collectively been here. It's been my approach since I've been an Eagle. And I think as a team, you know, just the caliber of guys that we've been able to get with the mentality that, you know, where they come from and their backgrounds. And defensively, the vibe that they have and that continuity that they have and everything kind of coming together. We just want to continue to improve.
Well, they have. In the last 2 weeks, they're playing good football, and now they go to Buffalo.
Being all reflective and taking in the moment.
5 years?
Yeah, look at that.
He's never like
right
that.
There. Mm. Not like that. Not like that. Like, that was a little different. That was a little bit more reflective.
Well, he gets to say, he and the other guys, right, that they accomplished something that a lot of great Eagles players and teams in the last 21 years have not, which is winning this division in back-to-back years. All right, Hugh, you starting to think the S word again? Or SB words again? Yeah.
He's like, S word?
Well, it was two words. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
Not that one. Is your mind back on the Super Bowl
run? I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I've seen a path. yesterday of how this team can get it done. Because I'm not going to lie, before this game, and I know it's the Commodores. Mm. I know who it is.
Yeah, they stink.
But I saw some continuity as far as some of the things that they want to do offensively. I saw a quarterback that looked real decisive in where he wanted to go with the football. I think the last couple of weeks, if you're being honest with yourself, one of the knocks on Jalen is that he looked like he held the football too long for a lot of the stuff, and it looked like he didn't know where he wanted to go. This week, in the last couple of weeks, it's looked like he's been more decisive. Even in that L.A. game against the Chargers, he looked like his decision-making was a lot quicker. And the bottom line is the running game has gotten going.
Well, it has. I see a formula now. I think they've found their way of playing football again. And you call it identity or whatever. They found something again. And it's working. And I want them to do it again on Sunday in Buffalo and bring this thing into the postseason. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Let's react to the win. Let's celebrate this team winning back-to-back division titles. And again, could be the only team in the NFL to win their division last year and this year. And now we look forward to the postseason. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning?
One back-to-back down. One more back-to-back to go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's hard to go back-to-back.
I mean, that was the most I've felt like the 2024 Eagles mm-hmm. finishing up a game. That felt like a way that the 2024 Eagles would win. With Saquon sort of closing it out, them just sort of wearing you down.
Tough running, man. Tough running
yeah.
he did yesterday.
Like, and, man, it was close. I know everyone was frustrated in the first half. If we remember back to last season, that happened a lot.
Yeah.
Like, first halves were tight. We couldn't yep. score in the first quarter, like, totally. Ever. It was, you know, it was a little bit of a slog, but they wore you down because they were tougher. They were physical. Jalen was doing his thing. The defense playing really well, swarming everybody. And Saquon closing it out. Like, that was a 2024 Eagles win. And, man, it's got to feel so good for them, if you're them, saying, like, you know, that's a little bit of a weight lifted off your shoulders. They just accomplished something together as a team again. And now they saw a few go through. They beat up on a couple bad teams. The confidence is coming back. And, like, we've talked all season about how there's not, like, one team that stood out from the rest of the pack. I think that almost benefits the Eagles because they have that pedigree. They have that experience. Like, this is the kind of year that a team could go back-to-back because they've been there, done that before. So it's the best.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Felt all season, I think, in terms of, like, wow, you know, what the heck? Maybe they can do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I felt this good. It maybe September. I mean, like, you think about, they did win some good games in November, right? The Detroit game and Green mm-hmm. Bay game were good wins, but their offense was really bad those nights. Their defense, and that carried them. I thought they got both elements on this past Saturday. Their defense was suffocating. I mean, and obviously when Mariota got knocked out, it's a third-string quarterback at that point. But their defense was awesome on Saturday. And the offense, it did the job. I mean, it really did. The passing game was good. It wasn't perfect, but it was good. And I thought Jalen made a lot of those kind of 9 to 14-yard passes. A lot of those to AJ kept moving the chains, And I thought his throw to Goddard in the front corner of the end zone was one of his best plays of the season. Being pressured, kind of moving up, but looking to throw, boom, touchdown. I thought that sequence, and then the next, I believe the next drive was where Cooper got the interception. The game was over there. I was like, oh, they got this. They got this. Let's go win the division. 215-592-9494. Let's react together as the Eagles are NFC East champions. Will in the Northeast up first. Hey, Will.
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Will,
what
up, good morning.
We feeling great, baby. You know what I saw? I saw a great team effort, man. I saw everybody doing their job. No matter what happened in the beginning, we knew how we had to finish. And that's what I saw, that everybody was keyed in on. This is what I want to say, man. Like, this team right now, without a doubt, when y'all play together, man, and y'all actually fight and actually, like, is on one accord, communicating and not allowing no team to dictate our destiny, and we dictating everything from here on out. Man, listen, can't nobody stop us, man. And like I say, man, what I like to see, what I keep saying is, if you in full attack mode, right? Whether you the hunted or the hunter, right? When you in full attack mode, you oppose a threat. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we was, man. We posed a threat. We kept attacking on offense and defense. And that's all I want to keep seeing, man. And like I said, man, as long as we keep this mentality and play together, man, and this is what it's all coming down to. Everybody doing their job, from the coaches to the players, man. Everybody is chimed in doing their job and knowing what it takes to win, man, and not giving up, man, and also staying focused. No matter how the game is going, whether we fumbling and drumbling in the beginning of the game, but guess what? We always know how to finish. I know. I'm a little hyped right now.
It's Monday. I get it. Yeah, it's early.
I love what I saw, man. And like I said, what I saw Saturday was a great team effort, man. Not somebody solo. It was a team effort. And as long as we keep playing as a team, ain't nobody stopping us. Yeah, we repeat it right here. And like you said, Kyle, there's another repeat to go. And guess what? We still checking the list off. Buffalo, you next. And guess what? We going all the way. Because guess what, baby? We back.
We knew this was going to happen.
And that's what this team is. We all in, baby. We got a destiny to a dynasty to fulfill. And we want to do it. Ain't nobody stopping us but us. And we see that. We show the charity, and we want to keep doing it. Every team that we meet up with, we want to defeat, because we are the defending champions. We know what it takes to win. And the only way we win is a team effort. Let's go, baby. We on the battlefield. We battle testing, and we take on anybody. Let's go, easy.
Let's go, Will. Love you, man. Appreciate
it. Way to go,
it.
Will. Even though Kyle set you up.
No.
Yeah, I did.
And Kyle set him up.
I wanted to see how much longer he could go.
Yeah, I know. That's not that much longer.
He gave us a lot of emotion before the music hit. And then you could tell at the end. I mean, listen.
Stamina was running
out. It's Monday morning. I mean, everyone's, you know, you're kind of grinding through it on Monday morning. But we appreciate Will and his energy and his passion. And I agree with a lot of what he said there. Look, the team the last couple of weeks had a chance to reassert themselves and kind of calm everything down, and here they have. I mean, there's a lot to like the last 2 weeks. It's not just about that they won. I mean, we thought they'd win. Right? And most people thought they'd beat the Raiders or Commanders. It's the way they look. It's the way they played on both sides. I see an identity now. They've gotten back to running the football, and everything kind of goes off of that. And I give Jalen credit, because 2 weeks in a row, he's played well. And look, Saturday wasn't perfect. The first half, they only scored 7 points, right? They had the missed field goals, all that nonsense. I thought Jalen missed AJ by the sideline on a play he should make, but he bounced back. And when they needed some plays, he made. And again, that Goddard touchdown, right? They're pushed back with the penalties. It's third and what, 14, or third and goal in the 14?
Yeah.
At that point, I'm thinking this is probably a field goal, right? That's hard to get in from the 14-yard line on a third and goal. And he's pressured, and he runs up, and he sees Goddard. That was his best play of the day.
Yeah, like you said, like we said a few weeks ago, man, pressure either makes coal or makes diamonds. And I think that the last couple of weeks, Jalen has heard, whether or not he wants to admit that, he's heard the sentiments of some folks, and he's played better. I think the biggest thing to me is that he's making quicker decisions. He's seeing the field a lot better. And for whatever reason that is, he's getting the ball out of his hands. And the running game has been something where we've stayed more committed to the running game. I think that's one of the most important things. We got the runners. This is the time of year, man, where you saw it, even with the Commodores. They came out and they played hard in the first half, but when we started running the ball, you started seeing guys making business decisions because they're thinking about, oh, you know what, the season's almost over. You know, why if you want to go to Japan for the holidays and
Japan,
I can't go.
Japan?
Well, I'm making
it up. I know. I didn't know if that's a big thing.
In my head.
Okay, I got you.
You know, and she want to go, and I can't go if I'm on the IR. You know what I mean? I can't go if I got to nurse this injury. So, yeah, guys start pulling up a little bit because that one run Saquon had – shouldn't have made it to the end zone.
Ooh, but he did.
But he did.
Ooh.
But he did.
Looked like last year, Saquon.
But he did. And that looked great, man. It was that run right there was the one where he's like, yeah, they're running the ball well at this time.
No, I it's the best they've run. And one thing that has come up now, I think it's been more than a few weeks. You go back to when they were losing games. Their sack differential has become really good. I mean, early in the year it was not. They were taking good amount of sacks, and they weren't getting many. They're now getting to the quarterback on defense, even without Jalen Carter in there, and Jalen's not taking sacks. It's been, of all the things of Jalen's game up and down this year, it's been the thing that has improved. He's not taking many sacks, and that's a huge thing for the offense. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Shout out to Jake Elliott for taking some of the media pressure off of Jalen.
You know what? That's a good teammate right there, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Sometimes you got to take one for the team. I appreciate it.
They talking about cutting Jay, nah.
I don't know what's going on with Elliott. I'm just going to go with maybe he's got some kind of injury and Nick's holding him back or, you know, protecting him. I don't know. I don't really care. Hopefully we don't need him because that formula that they did yesterday and the week before, that's what we did last year and that's what got us to the Super Bowl and got us to win the Super Bowl.
Well, you're right. And I think all year we've been wondering why they haven't gone back to it. Can they find it? Do they want to be different? But, Jeff, it feels like they've found it again at the right time. And these were two good opponents to do it to, but keep going. I mean, like, get that run game revved up because if they have that and this defense plays like this, they're going to be in a lot. They're going to be in every game.
When you look at the stat sheet, you see Jalen throwing 25 passes, 26 passes, and completing like 18 to 20 of them. That's a good day, man. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. I mean, you know, you have to do what – it doesn't have to look pretty. We don't need a guy throwing 300 times, or 300 yards a game. That's not what's won for us. Yeah, he's done it before, but that's not the way they win. So I'm totally fine by the formulas that they have right now. Some of these guys want all these stats and all that, and I don't know. He's not that guy.
Well,
I'm fine with it.
Here's the thing, Jeff. Jeff, good phone call, man, as always. Can he be that guy on occasion? Sure. And we've seen it a few times. But I don't think that's the way the Eagles want to play. And I don't think it's their best path to winning a Super Bowl. I mean, I think they know that. If you're listening to the TV broadcast on Saturday, I mean, Greg Olsen must have said 10 times, the Eagles really don't want Jalen to throw that much. And he wasn't saying it in a negative way. You could read into it what you want. But he was saying this is the way they want to play.
Well, it all depends. Because it feels to me like saying that. I mean, we see it. We all know where Jalen's wheelhouse is.
And it's worked for them.
But it feels to me when he's saying like that, it is a little, you know, he's trying to say where the sweet spot is for the Eagles.
Yeah, but I guess we could just face it as reality, right? Like that's
I mean, that's the sweet spot.
They're better that way.
That's the sweet spot. It's one of those things where I think we get enamored in where, you know, what the stat line looked like for the quarterback. Because the other night, what was it, between the two of them, Stafford and Darnold, it was like 1,000 yards or something, close to 1,000 yards throwing the football. And, you know, there are going to be games where that is needed. But when you talk about this Eagles formula, defense is going to keep you in the game.
Man,
somebody said it. Somebody said it the other night. The other day when we were doing this. They said, do you think that either one of those teams is going to score 30?
Against the Eagles. Or,
against the Eagles. And, you know, to be fair, probably not. But it's going to be a slog if we're playing like if you got a team that's throwing the ball over the schoolyard and we're trying to be methodical, then that time of possession thing becomes a huge factor.
Possessions become a huge factor.
Yeah, so that's what you kind of worry about. But the way that they're winning, man, especially this time of year, that's the kind of the formula. When you look at all the teams that make it deep in the playoffs, they usually have some strong running games
of course.
Around this time
of year. Yeah, you need it. 215-592-9494. Our Eagles are division champs back-to-back years. It is a day to be proud of them. They also could be the first team or only team in the NFL to win their division in back-to-back years across the league. Nobody that won it last year is in first place right now except the Eagles who have clinched. Are you letting yourself think about the Super Bowl again? All right, we're doing a whole week's worth of shows today, so we'll talk about everything with you as we do the day after every win, or now 2 days after every win. We'll let you hear the montage, how it sounded on WIP. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.